True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Monday morning, it's a Patriots Monday. We will be back at Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, on this show at 6:30, and Boomer Esiason on this show at 8. News with Courtney coming up in about a half an hour at 7:45, and Walmart may have won the day because of the emotional support animal that they have officially banned from one of their stores. So we'll get to that and the rest of today's news coming up. If we could, Shime, let's open the window world, the Boston weather window for Chris Curtis with the weekend here.
All right, 56 degrees right now in Boston. Clear skies, going to be gorgeous today. Afternoon high in the low 70s. Tomorrow, 75. Sunday, sunny, 76. Looks gorgeous well into next week.
Okay, well, enjoy it. And you could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, and they stand beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's today. What is up first this morning, Sean?
Well, the question that's been going around a lot lately since the Patriots' loss on Sunday is there too much on Drake May's plate? Josh McDaniels had a press conference yesterday and was asked that very thing. Here was his response.
No, we haven't given him anything more than what we've given him all year, which is not too much. I think we have to understand it's his first game in our system. I think we all learned a lot from each experience we've had, every practice, joint practice, preseason games, you know, the little that we were able to work together, obviously. And then, you know, the first full game, you know, that we have an opportunity to go through our operation and see things for the first time and use our rules and follow our rules. Thought he made a lot of good plays, thought he made a lot of good decisions. But I'm focused really on the process of him getting better every day, because I think the view of it is it's got to be a long-term vision of where this guy's going to be. He's going to be a really good player. You know, there's things that are going to happen in every game, for especially at that position, that aren't going to be perfect. It's really hard to play a perfect game at that spot, let alone any spot. But no, I think Drake does an incredible job of preparing. He's got a great attitude and mindset, and we're trying to do the things to help the team win, and we'll continue to do that.
Wiggy, your issue is not really too much on the plate. It's what's on the plate.
Yeah.
Like, it's your issue is that it is the It's the stay in the pocket and throw the football broccoli. Mm-hmm. And you want the designed run fillet.
Yeah,
on the plate.
I'd like to add a little bit of that and utilize that skill set. I mean, you know, utilize what he does so well. Get him on the move. Give him a simple, you know, read where high, low, if it's not there, take, you know, then, hey, guess what? You have the ability to run. It's just going to be, I guess it's like kind of interesting you hear that and he says it's like a long-term thing when it comes to Drake May. So,
well, it is. I mean, Ty Law said it. It is a new system that he has.
No, I get it. But yeah. You know how many quarterbacks come into new systems and, you know, they give them a lot and they do well? I wonder if...
So is that excuse-making then?
A little bit, but I wonder if we overestimated the win total and they were like, all right, this thing's going to take some time.
I mean, that's what I tried to tell you before the season started, but everybody told me I was a fool and didn't wasn't thinking highly enough of my guy Drake May.
You might be right.
Yeah, how many quarterbacks go into, as Wiggy just alluded to, enter a new system and have immediate success? I mean, Jaden Daniels had never played with, what's the guy, the cute... Cliff Kingsbury guy. Like, he gets there and he gets to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. What's his face look pretty good? Caleb Williams.
Man, he looked good for like a quarter. Maybe it might have been a drive.
Might have been a half.
He had that pass to DJ Moore was abhorrent. It was ugly. DJ Moore running a corner out and Caleb just sails it over his head.
Although I will say I saw a breakdown on that said that DJ Moore was wrong, like that he slowed up or something.
Yeah, he's got to take a high angle.
Fair enough. He made some bad throws.
But there are guys, and I get it. He's young.
Drake was DJ Moore food in high school.
I might have to reevaluate my win total now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Man.
You can't do that.
It's not fluid.
I think you can reevaluate.
Oh,
I think that's
Sean,
fine.
No, you can't.
For Wiggy,
it's fine. What are you going to go to?
I mean, I had nine.
Is it seven?
I don't know. The way they're talking, it's a long-term thing down there. I don't even know if they believe in seven.
Yeah. And for the people that are concerned, yes, I was referring to Cliff Kingsbury as cute. Good-looking man.
He's a handsome man. That picture of him at the draft that year from that rental house in Arizona or whatever it was.
I think that was his house, and that was a nice cloud couch.
Yeah,
that he
was
sitting on. Very handsome.
I only talk ball.
Here's a text from Maine, and thank you to every single one of you who listens to the show every day up in my adopted home continent of Maine. Then why didn't they play Drake more in preseason if he is learning a new system?
It's a great question. They should have played more. I think we have all questioned that. I think we questioned it in real time, and we've questioned it after week one. Like, that is, me and Curtis have argued a lot about Drake May over the last week. That is one thing we 100% agree on, is that he should have played way more in the preseason.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's inexcusable.
Like, it really is.
What if you know you're not going to the Super Bowl anyway this year, then... The onus is on the organization to get him as ready as possible to get it. So if the worst happened and he got a high ankle sprain in the preseason, then he's out 6 weeks. Like, okay,
and he's learning in the practice room,
right,
or the facility. Like,
mental
it's
reps.
Fine.
This is Dave from Nashua, New Hampshire. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, everyone. So I know Bill Belichick's not here any longer, but I think it's the similar system as what they had before. And a lot of players that came here found it very difficult to pick up the way they're playing and their
well,
system.
Coaches talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
I mean, except for Mac Jones, who came in and won 10 games as a rookie in the system.
Right.
It's been done
with this coordinator. Yes, what?
Why wouldn't you dumb it down for Drake May then, too?
He did dumb it down. Did you hear him say we haven't put much on his plate?
He did say that.
No, he said we haven't put too much on his plate.
Yeah. Well, no, he said there's not. He kind of said there's not much. I think Wiggy's right.
What's too much for one guy might not be, you know, enough for another. But just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. He seems like a smart guy.
Right.
Like, I don't. I mean, I.
I mean, Josh literally said in that audio that you played, like, we haven't put a lot on his plate.
Play it again, Shine. Play it again.
We haven't given him anything more than what we've given him all year, which is not too much.
Yeah.
I think
not too much.
Yeah, So it's not like...
Well, yeah, he's answering the question of, is there too much on Drake May's plate? He's not saying he's given him a little. He's just saying, no, we don't believe we've given him too much. He's directly answering the question that was asked.
I heard it like Wiggy heard it, which is they haven't given him much at
all. Only reason he used the words too much is because it was in the question.
But do you think Drake May is sitting there going, based off of what you heard from Josh McDaniels and Drake May, do you think Drake May's going, this is too much he's putting on my plate? And then Josh McDaniels going, like, wait a second, we haven't given him too much. Like, so then that tells me that they're not on the same page. If Drake May feels like, oh, they're giving me too much, and Josh is like, we're not giving him too much. We haven't put much on him, you know, that's similar to what we've done all year long.
But this is, I think, a sign of an issue with the coach and the coordinator.
100%.
Because what did Mike Vrabel say when he was asked directly? He said, we'll have to evaluate that when asked if they're putting too much on Drake May's plate.
Yeah.
And then Josh McDaniel says they're not putting, I mean, God, this organization.
Shime, let's ask Shime, because Shime is the
soccer
draft
coach.
Yeah, the draft king guru, and Drake May was your guy.
Yep.
Did he have issues coming out where he couldn't retain a lot of offense, or you couldn't put too much on his plate?
So,
was he considered having a high football IQ?
Yes. So, and everybody that talks about him talks about his ability to process and his high football IQ. The critiques of Drake May coming out of the draft were primarily his mechanics. He would tend to sail balls. He doesn't set his feet properly. And he would turn the football over. He could be a turnover risk.
So
those were the primary risks.
So then you believe that they haven't put too much on his plate?
No, my whole issue is it's not a matter of putting too much on his plate. It's a matter of not playing to his strengths. Like, they're asking a guy who in his career in college and last year is not a dink and dunk quarterback to play in a dink and dunk offensive system.
Right.
Like 30% of his passes
here
were at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Here we are with the excuses for Drake.
It's not an excuse, Greg. It's the truth. Like,
well,
that's
I don't know. How did JJ McCarthy look the other night?
Because he has Kevin O'Connell calling plays on a team that was 14-3 last year. This team had four wins technically last year.
So Drake,
like,
wants
it's totally different. Yeah, Bo Nix looked great in week one, Greg.
So Drake...
He was good last year. Don't get me wrong. Bo Nix was great. Again, also has Sean Payton, a way better quarterbacks coach than Josh McDaniels.
So Drake May wants more shots downfield than...
Well, he is a chunk play guy. Yeah, he's a big game hunter. Like, I look back at, and I know this is going back a ways, but Brett Favre, like, his second full year as a starter, he had 19 touchdowns, 24 picks. Like, he was learning his limits. He was understanding how to play quarterback at the NFL level.
You can't compare the NFL stats in the early 90s to today.
And then it's a progression,
so,
thing, Curtis.
So
it's
let me
not like I'm not
Shime,
comparing stats.
Shime.
I'm more so just saying that he threw a lot of interceptions because he was learning. And then the next year he threw like 38 touchdowns and 12 picks.
So, Shime, you would like him to be more, or the offensive play calling to be more like Green Bay,
yes,
where Jordan Love
100%
takes a lot of shots downfield.
Yeah, you need to cut him loose. Like, that's who he is. You're trying to have a stallion play in like a dog park. It's silly.
Okay, what's next?
Next, talking about dumbing the game down and making it simpler for young quarterbacks, Tom Brady was on with Colin Cowherd talking about this very idea, and Brady, not a big fan of it. Here is what Tom Brady had to say.
There's a lot more, I would say, physical development happening at a younger age, but less, I would say, mental, emotional development from quarterbacks. And there's a lot of guys, and I would say a lot of successful players, that weren't kind of thrown into the fire, because what happens is you can lose your confidence so fast, because when the real games are happening, the blitzes are coming, and you don't understand protection and you don't understand coverage, and you start taking hits and you start throwing interceptions, you begin to lose confidence that, hey, I don't even know how to play football. So if you're sitting in the meeting room and learning, I actually think that's the best way to learn. And then you can learn and practice by making a lot of, good decisions, bad decisions, without necessarily being critiqued from the outside world and losing. You know, look, you got PFF grading you every week, like you were just referencing there before I came on. They're grading you. And now you go as a first-year quarterback, you barely know. And now everyone's telling you suck, and it takes a while to regain your confidence. You lose your whole fan base, and it's really unfortunate, but that's very much the state of the league. And I think we've dumbed down the game in so many ways to allow for a lesser caliber developed player to get in there and lead an organization.
There you go. There's the GOAT telling you exactly what's going on with Drake May.
I highly, Go ahead, Wade.
No, he's basically saying, and Josh McDaniels kind of like said it a little bit, well, we got to dumb it down, not put too much on his plate, because in a game, these blitzes and everything is coming at him, and now he's like, you know, he's like a deer in headlights. So isn't that the world of the GOAT who was with Josh McDaniels for so many years?
I highly recommend the full interview. Obviously, I'm biased, but, I mean, it was pretty viral yesterday. He had a great dissertation on why we judge quarterbacks inaccurately and don't give them the benefit of the doubt regarding where they go. He's like, so if there are 32 quarterbacks, we rank the quarterbacks. Well, then there's 32 offensive coordinators. So what if the third best quarterback goes to the 32nd ranked coordinator?
Yeah.
Why is it on the third ranked quarterback to be successful? Not that he has the worst coach in the NFL.
100%. I think for the most part, Tom Brady is 100% right in a lot of these regards. Like, that's why you see the majority of rookie quarterbacks that have success right away in the NFL are in really good systems and have really good infrastructure around them. But guys like Caleb Williams or Drake May come into an absolute disaster and suck. And we don't have the patience anymore for, I brought up Brett Favre. If a quarterback nowadays had a season where they threw 19 touchdowns and 24 picks, first of all, they wouldn't have played the entire season. Mm. Second of all, they're not starting the next year. It doesn't happen. There's no patience for young quarterbacks anymore because everybody wants to win right now.
And that's how college football is. College football doesn't teach these quarterbacks on how to control a huddle. Well, how many teams do you see in college football actually get in a huddle and call a play? And then get to the NFL and Brian actually did get in the huddle.
Yeah.
But it worked for him.
Then you get to the NFL, and now you can't just look to the sideline and see the coaches every play getting signals.
But did Josh McDaniels say he was going to do more of that with Drake May or was going to be doing more of that with Drake May this year?
I don't think you can. Like, what team in the NFL looks to the sideline and doesn't huddle to get plays? You get a guy in, and normally they got the wristband on, and there's probably a long thing, and it's like, all right, here's the play, and now the quarterback has to give the play. He has to remember. He got to understand, okay, where the coverage is. Where in college, they look, and they get the play, and they just go out there, and everybody has been told what to do.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget, identify the mic, which Cam Newton couldn't do
yes.
the entire time he
was
here.
I think the better one, if you want to use someone other than Brett Favre, I think Peyton Manning is a better analogy.
Excellent.
He had the record for, I think, before Jameis Winston broke it, for interceptions in a season.
26, I believe.
Yeah, and so then, you know, he learned on the job.
But even like the Jameis Winston year, if you want to use a more recent example, that's never going to happen again in the NFL. No coach or team is going to allow a quarterback to throw 30 interceptions.
No.
It just won't happen.
Well, maybe they were intimidated by Jameis.
This is Jay. From South Boston. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. I'm agreeing with Sean. This team came in disorganized, and it's like you got a new offensive coordinator who's not playing to the strengths of Drake May. We're mentioning Mac Jones' success and everything, but Mac Jones, if you saw the way he was pushed in preseason, it was like...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, we got to get this guy comfortable enough to where we know what he has coming into the season. That allowed them to say, all right, Cam, we're all set. We're rolling with Mac Jones. And he really understood the offense. He really grasped the idea of what they're trying to do. Yes, I get it. It's the dink and dunk. But when he was able to get in there, he was able to understand the offense. I don't think Drake May understands this offense. And I don't know if it's from the experience of a lack of just preseason or just I don't think they're changing the idea or the scheme of the offense to fit his strengths.
But then you also got to take it a step further. So, like, you can't – so if it's not playing to his skill set, which is taking shots downfield, then I go, all right, Vrabel and Elliott Wolf, why would you not bring in players that would work well with his skill set, i.e. a player like DK Metcalf, i.e. a player like George Pickens, who thrive at deep balls downfield? You have a bunch of slot receivers – on this team, and the slot receivers are meant for dink and dunk, run after the catch.
Is that the Duncan family?
I believe so. So to Shime's point, maybe Josh McDaniels is handcuffed like where, well, Drake, we'd love to take shots, but we don't have that guy.
And I just checked. I think the caller made a great point. Mac Jones in the preseason, in the second preseason game against the Philadelphia Eagles, played into the third quarter.
Yeah.
Played the entire first half and into the third quarter. And then in the third preseason game, played the entire first half.
Wait, I thought Cam Newton started those games.
No.
Oh, wow.
In the preseason, he did not. No.
Whose decision do you think that was, ultimately?
With
Drake May to hold him back a little bit in preseason. Do you think it was Mike Vrabel? Do you think it was higher than him?
I really hope it was Mike Vrabel.
Yeah,
if it's not, that is a big problem.
Yeah.
I feel like Mike's not that dumb. I feel like I'm making excuses for Vrabel here, but I feel like he is not that naive
to think that a
quarterback that's only played 10 games in
Mike
football.
Mike Vrabel just got fired by he got fired in Tennessee because the owner and he had differing views about how to run the organization. He had options. He came here. If he couldn't even stipulate how long his quarterback played in the preseason, there's no way he takes this job.
He's not a pushover. Mayo, you could maybe say, okay, it ain't Mayo's decision. But there's no way Mike Vrabel goes, you know what, I want Drake to play, and they go, no, he can't.
I can't envision that.
No.
I mean, if that's the case, they're screwed. Because if you're already not having the guy that's in there to be the next, you know, leader of this franchise, being able to dictate how much the quarterback plays in the preseason.
And then who would be the guy telling him that? There's only one.
Yeah.
Is that Robert?
There's one and one adjacent.
Yeah, but I think
this is Cam from Wilmington. Hello, Cam.
Hey, guys. I'll keep this one quick. I wanted to agree with Shime here. I think it's more of a matter of the Patriots not playing to his strengths. I mean, you've got a dual-threat quarterback. Mac Jones was a cerebral pocket passer, and they played to his strengths. I think when you look at someone like Drake May, you need to get him on design runs, read options, RPOs. The college game. What happened to them saying McDaniels was this renaissance man and went back and learned all these new college offenses? It looks the same, and it's not his strength. Thanks, guys.
It is a Patriots offense that is similar to what we've seen, but that's like play action and staying in the pocket is like what Brady made a living on and hitting guys down the seam. But if Drake May is, to Shime's point, a guy that really thrives on throwing the deep ball outside the numbers, you got to try your best to get that in. But if you don't have the personnel to do that, it's like trying to, you know, fit a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
Who is the threat outside the numbers? I'll wait.
It's supposed to be Kyle Williams, but he's not ready for it.
Kyle Williams is not ready for it.
I agree.
Kyle Williams, he looks like he's 5'9".
And to your credit, Wiggy, when you watch the tape, Drake was better when he was on the move.
A lot of short kings around here. Courtney has a problem with
that. Well, no, I'm saying he just doesn't look like this. Kyle Williams look like a big receiver?
No.
So when you see guys that are really making plays outside the numbers, the only guy who's built like that is Mac Hollins.
I just love how no matter the topic, we can say one thing that makes Courtney feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
All right.
Have a gift.
That's going to have to do it when it comes to they said it. at 9, Beat the Geek, an influencer in here to see if she can go make it 2-0.
She's excited.
Against Shime.
Yeah, she's
and
fired up.
And she really doesn't know much about football,
no.
Which is perfect. No offense, Shime. But if you lose this one, massive embarrassment.
Sorry, we're going to get on the right track right here, Greg. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
Yeah, I feel good.
Are you allowing?
I feel good about the games this week.
Are you allowing the Niners Saints game to be a part of this?
I mean, if you really want it to
be,
okay.
From the island.
What if you guys pick all of the same games, then we throw that game in?
Throw it in as a like some kind of tiebreaker thing or something like that. Okay.
Cool.
All right. We will be back with Courtney in today's news next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.